Headline: Bitcoin has hit $100,000 and is the world's seventh largest asset. Published at 1:32 p.m. UTC, December 5, 2024. Bitcoin's BTC price hit $100,000 at 2:38 a.m. GMT and is currently the seventh largest asset in the world, with a market cap of over $2 trillion. This puts it ahead of the likes of silver, tech conglomerate Meta, and Elon Musk's Tesla, a huge achievement for the currency that once upon a time struggled to cross the 1,000 threshold. Needless to say, many crypto proponents are celebrating the occasion. MicroStrategy chief Michael Saylor, who's built a career selling shares of his company to buy ridiculous amounts of BTC, announced, "There is going to be a 100K party." Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong also marked the milestone, claiming that if someone had bought $100 worth of BTC in June 2012 and held on, it would be worth $1.5 million today. On the flip side, he pointed out, $100 in USD would have dropped in price by $27. Podcaster and Bitcoin supporter Peter McCormack was particularly happy after his $20,000 bet that BTC's price would hit $100,000 this year proved to be correct. He was so happy, in fact, he's proposed a new bet that BTC will reach $1 million by 2030. Following BTC's landmark surge, people have been dunking on famed financial analyst Peter Schiff, who said in 2019 that it would never reach $100,000. Another huge prediction from that same year came from the late John McAfee, who said, "If Bitcoin breaks 100K, you can bet it will break a million." McAfee also bet that BTC would hit $500,000 by 2020 and claimed that if it didn't, he would eat his own dick on live TV. Elsewhere, Isaac Miller, who filmed himself 11 years ago watching BTC's price break $100, recreated the video today. BTC's price has been steadily increasing since February, picking up speed in November. Previous bull runs took place in 2013, 2017, 2020, and 2021. BTC is now priced at $102,444, and the Bitcoin Fear and Greed Index stands at 84, indicating extreme greed. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.